I think I have the best job in television. I've been doing it for over 25 years, and I think The British makes some of the best drama in the world, and they seem to be particularly good at doing costume drama, period drama. And over 42 years ago, the people who created Masterpiece Theatre, as it was called then, realized that there were shelves full of this programming in London, and Masterpiece Theatre was created, and now we air about 50 new hours of British drama per year, and it's a mixture of period drama and costume drama and mysteries and some contemporary stories, too. I go to London two or three times a year, and obviously most of the shooting of these things is done in the spring, summer, and fall when the weather is better, at least. Never great in England, but when it's better and when the days are longer and the available light lasts longer. And I've been to some beautiful, beautiful houses in the countryside. Of course, the most famous of which is Highclere Castle, which is about 90 miles outside London. But I've been to Castle Howard. That's where Brides had revisited the shot and several other programs on Masterpiece. And lots of stately homes. And then in London, various parts of the city, buildings taken over, everybody crammed into a tiny little back room, lots of equipment, lots of people. When a set is built for a production, for instance, the downstairs part of Downton Abbey is shot in London, in the studios in London. They're Ealing Studios, are famous, historically famous studios where many movies have been made. Sherlock is shot BBC Wales out in Cardiff. Upstairs Downstairs Series 2 was shot in Wales as well, and the whole house, the whole Eaton Place house, was built in the studios in Cardiff. I was an Anglophile forever, and I went to a college in New York, Vassar College, which was all women at the time, and in the summer of my junior year of college, I realized when I was just walking around London that I wanted to live there. I just felt very strongly I had to come back. I went back, finished my senior year, and discovered there was a program that sent two graduates a year to work at the BBC. So off I went to work at the BBC, not so much because I wanted to have a job in broadcasting, but because I wanted to live in England. So I seem to have then begun to get some credentials for public broadcasting, came back, PBS was just starting, NPR was just starting. So I started in a very low-level job on a radio show, and here I am. It's a very unusually long time to have one job, particularly in television, and I can think of any number of instances when I should have been fired. But I think because it's public television and because I had a lot of support within WGBH, which is the station in Boston where I work, and Masterpiece with a lot of support at CBS, we rode out the hard times. I think my fondest memories are getting to know people like Alistair Cook and Russell Baker and Diana Rigg and Benedict Cumberbatch and Elizabeth McGovern, Helen Mirren, just to spend time with them over the years, because many of the actors have been in more than one Masterpiece, so we see them often either on the set in London or they come out to this country to do publicity, and I love that. I love spending time with them. I have a sucker for actors anyway. British actors are really, really good company. I think Masterpiece is kind of miraculous because there are very, very few programs that were born as Masterpiece was over 40 years ago. It was 1971, Masterpiece Theater, first one on the air. And, you could probably count on the fingers of one hand other shows that have lasted this long. 60 Minutes, maybe Sesame Street, Saturday Night Live. And for a program to last that long in the television environment that we live in, very competitive television environment that we live in, is nothing short of miraculous. And Masterpiece has not only survived, but it has kind of come into its own again in the past few years since we did the rebranding of the series and since we've had a few hits like Sherlock and Downton Abbey. And now our ratings are higher than they have ever been before. It surprised all of us. We all liked it and thought it was going to be good, but I don't think English producers thought it would be the hit that it is. I mean, nobody imagined it would be this big. It sold in over 200 territories in the world. It is hugely popular everywhere. Series 4 just aired in England, and the audience went up for the fourth series, and I fully expect it will go up this season. January 5th is when we air it. Last season, 24 million people watched Downton Abbey in the U.S. That's a lot of people.
That was Rebecca Eaton, the executive producer of Masterpiece. Season 4 of Downton Abbey premieres on Sunday, January 5th at 8 p.m. on PBS 6.